bringing it back to the bathroom. Again, one of the most dangerous rooms in the house. We'd like to make it a little bit safer for you and your guests, as well as a little bit more beautiful. It really can become that personal sanctuary to unwind and renew. We have a call on hold here. Let's see if we can get to Alfred and answer any question he might have about a bathroom remodel he's thinking about. Good morning, Alfred.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning, my friend?
Well, nothing much. We have a home here in Waddell that we purchased, and it was built about 5 years, 6 years ago.
Okay.
And it's nothing wrong with it except now I have two sides to our home. We have a full bathroom on one side of the house for the guests. We have a master bathroom for ourselves. Now, I'm here. I moved here from back east because of my health, so I have a lot of little problems. And I have never used the tub. I cannot get in and out of that tub. So it's never been used since we've been here. Now, my wife also doesn't like the way the shower is built. So we called in a number of people, different people, and had estimates. Now, the estimates from these people asking for the same thing ranged anywhere. I mean, really, from one end to the other. I mean, you talk about that $120 bathtub. I mean, you ask for the same exact thing, same material, same shape, same size, same design. And you go from, you know, like $3,000, $6,000, $15,000, $20,000, you know, all the way down the line. And each one has a different reason why. We have our friends in Mesa who have two homes down in Mesa. They had the bathroom done. I mean, they had everything done the way we wanted it. Everything was good, except that their contractor won't come up here. But
right.
I mean, the price was like, with you know, within reason, like you explained before, within our reason anyway, and everything was fine. These people that we get, licensed or not licensed, I mean, we check the Better Business Bureau. We check them out first. We do everything. Okay. We go through the whole complete thing.
Good.
And everything is great. Everyone gets, you know, great ratings, and they give you references. But, my God, where do they come up with the difference in prices? It's beyond me.
Well, a lot of it has to do. Alfred, how long have you been here in Arizona?
Now, I would say living in this house 5 years and then 1 year down in Mesa.
Oh, so did you build this house? You mentioned the house was 5 years old. Oh, so you had it built.
Oh, yeah. I was living in Mesa strictly for the purpose of having a place to live. Our friends have two homes.
Okay.
We stayed there until this home was built.
Was that a successful building process with that particular contractor?
Yeah, this worked out great for us. We had no problems, God.
Well, let me ask you this. Could you go back to that contractor you had a good experience with?
This contractor doesn't want to give you anything. Let's put it to you that way. Information-wise, if you go to them and you say, listen, I love the home. Everything is great. I want to modify this. I want to do this. Can you please tell me who the people were? Nope. Can't do.
Oh, they won't. No. Okay.
Can't do. They tell you point blank they won't.
Okay.
So we tried. We went through that whole route. We did it for a few different things here. And like I said, I have medical problems. So, you know, I try to find different things, and it just doesn't work.
Okay.
All we want to know is,
I
cut it short.
Okay.
All we want to know is, how do we find somebody that's going to be, reasonable to the point that they'll give you a straight answer, a straight price, without trying to gouge you? I mean, I come from New York, where everybody gouges you.
Okay. All right. Well, the most important thing I want you to know, Alfred, you've been here 5 years, you've been through the construction process and having this house built and everything else. And you mentioned licensed and unlicensed. Alfred, do not use anyone that isn't licensed. Make sure they're licensed. Go to the website, azroc.gov, and make sure the license is applicable to that particular company. We've had a lot of what we call license borrowing through the downturn, where people claim they were licensed. They just go on the website and they would just grab anybody's number and put it on their contract and their card, and they weren't licensed. It didn't apply to them. Be very, very, very careful. You could go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and in the search engine, search how to pick a contractor. I promise you, if you follow those steps, I all but guarantee you'll be picking the right guy. Throw the price of the project out the window. The question you want to ask yourself, and the question your wife wants to ask yourself, is the first time an inspector comes out, gives you a red tag, and the subcontractor shows up and can't come back tomorrow because his grandmother died, who do you want walking up your sidewalk to solve the problem? That's the right contractor. How many bathrooms do y'all do a year, Kirk?
750
bathrooms a year. What? How many of those are you competitively bid?
Most of them.
Most of them.
And we're never the cheapest.
And what, you're never the cheapest. How do you have this conversation with your prospects?
Well, kind of like you're doing. I mean, first of all, if somebody's substantially less expensive, there's a reason. Something has to give.
When I was in engineering college, our estimating instructor always said, bidding process in America is a contest to see who can make the biggest mistake.
Yeah, probably right.
You know, in Europe, by law, you get five bids. You throw the high one out and the low one out, and whoever is the closest to the median price, that's who you pick.
Interesting concept.
Pretty interesting concept.
Interesting concept.
But they have to warranty their work for 15 years in Europe.
Well, for this gentleman on the phone, I think you're right on the money. I think you should go to your list, how you pick a contractor, and I'm with you. Throw out the price. How long have they been in business? Ask for a proof of insurance. Ask for a proof of licensing. Definitely talk to more than one or two customers. And if all the references are absolutely perfect, then something's wrong, because in remodeling, it doesn't work that way.
I always tell people, check with a couple contractors three different times. Have them come out to your house, go to their place of business, and their place of business may be a Ford F-150 pickup truck, but I don't want to see Burger King wrappers and 6 months of invoices sitting on the dashboard. I don't want to know that's their filing system. And then I always say, go to one of the contractor's jobs in progress. Tells you a lot about the person you're dealing with. Good luck, Alfred. We'll be right back.